Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 119 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, December 22nd, 2011. Thanks for tuning in. I'm back in the saddle again. I'm I'm Uncle Michael, and I'm your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each and every almost Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
How y'all doing? We are having so much fun in the studio tonight because I've completely rewired the compressor and I'm mucking with the settings, and it's a challenge. I probably should have waited till even closer to showtime to undertake that. While I'm working on that, you can listen to this. We're going to kick it off with some Delbert McClinton from, let's say 1986 or so. His biggest hit, in fact. What do we say? We keep it funky with little pop staples. Why not, right? Right? It's Pops. It's Tupelo, part one.
Happened a long time ago, way in a little country town, way down in Mississippi. It rained, it rained both night and day. Listen, the people worried, and they began to cry. Lord have mercy, where can we go now? There was women and there was children, screaming and crying, Lord have mercy. In this great disaster, who can we go to now but you, Lord? This great flood of Tupelo, Mississippi. It happened one evening, one Friday evening, a long time ago. It rained. The people of Tupelo was out on the farm, gathering their harvest. Dark cloud began to rise way back in the western horizon. Wasn't that a mighty time? Let me hear you tell them about it, Albert.
It's Albert King with Steve Cropper, along with Pop Staples from the original. Hey! Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. It's little Wesley Willis.
I'm Wicked King, making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat. It really hurt bad and so the skin grabs. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. I'm Wicked King, making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
That's the late, great Wesley Willis on acapella vocals on this holiday season. I hope you've got all your wrapping done. I don't care. You know what? I'm going to unwrap one of these.
Boot,
no, that's not what I want. Hey.
And hinky-dinky supermarket.
I've been there.
There's just one Schlitz. Yeah.
Let's get it together.
Comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer, Schlitz.
Schlitz. And of course, that was Wesley singing Ding, Fries Are Done. Don't have a year on that. Right now, this is a little James and Bobby Purifry. You know, don't get your fryer fat on your skin because it hurts, and so do skin grafts. Just be careful. Don't get it on your tail feathers. Neither. I got problems.
Snap your
That was a double play from the brothers James and Bobby Purify. We heard Shake a Tail Feather and I'm Your Puppet. Those are probably their two biggest hits right now. Going out to a guest in the chat room on Stickham, a genuine Liverpudlian scouse, little Jerry Marsden. You're not tired of this song, are you, mate?
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. Everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. Seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
That was Jerry and the Pacemakers from 1965. That was a needle drop from the original mono release, actually the New Zealand single release. I don't know if that's any different than the UK release. I'm not that much of an expert. Right now, some Chicago blues from 1962. This is the great Otis Spahn. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
You're gonna miss me, babe. You're gonna miss me, woman. back in the town. Can you remember a long time ago? Now I am her son. Oh Lord.
Well, we're working on some requests. We're going to play some of the stuff that I had pulled for tonight's show. This is Jackie DeShannon from 1968 and her fine version of that song by the band you've heard by many other people. It's The Wait.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where can I find a bed? He just grinned, shook my hand, no was all he said. For a place to hide, when I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side. Well, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I got to go, but my friend can stick around. You can say it's just old Luke, and Luke is waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, hon, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a look. Time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with her regards for everyone. Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free, take a load off Fanny, and you put the load of right.
Jackie from 1968, our friend in the UK, is feeding me some mighty fine requests. If his program is half as good as the requests he's feeding me, I'm going to have to bookmark the link he sent me. Well, Captain Beefheart.
Did it, 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 did it won't, diddy won't, diddy, diddy won't.
Just going to keep them rolling for our friend across the pond because they're so good. It's the Laws. Remember them? One of the few things that made that part of the 80s great. That it was. That was the wrong file. You know, I went to go grab something, and I didn't get what I wanted to grab. Right now, we're going to listen to another song by the right title.
There she goes. She's walking away. Each step she
Jerry Wallace from 1961. This is the right track. We're back on the right track here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for tuning in on a Thursday night. This is The Laws.
Chicago.
Well, we've got some lost time to make up for. We weren't here last week. And, you know, let me tell you about that. I didn't do a show last Thursday night because Friday morning I had to get up at 4 a.m. to make a flight to Orlando, Florida, where I was going to be for exactly one night, turn around and come back. That's all I'm allowed to say about that. That's all I can tell you. We didn't do the WCFL 4040 feature last week. We're going to make up for it and do two this week. The number 40 song in the greater Chicago area for this week, 40 years ago, was this big hit. I guess, was it a big hit or was it just a regional thing in Chicago? I don't know how high it charted. Somebody get their Whitburn book out and look it up for me. It's Zeppelin. All 4 minutes and 58 seconds.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Oh!
Chicago.
If I'm lying, I'm dying. I told you, got two of these things. It was this week, only 40 years ago, that this song by Beverly Bremers was the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area. You know it, you love it. Sing along.
Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
It is a Saturday night in Midland City, and a weirdly costumed figure roams the city's dark and dangerous streets. Ah, yes, and as the strange figure walks beneath the streetlight, we see now it is a teddy bear. A teddy bear? But wait, there's another costumed figure following the teddy bear. And this one we immediately recognize as the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. And see how he takes a small electronic device from his utility belt and...
This is the wonderful White Wing Weekend Warrior. Would you open Channel C, please?
Channel C?
The chicken channel?
Right. Hey, is this Chicken Man?
That's right.
Hey, so how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Would you just
open... Are you staying out of trouble?
Yes, would you open...
Oh, I'm telling you, you're really getting some terrific jams.
Yes, I suppose I do.
Oh, like when you were in that stupid dungeon.
Yes, a very narrow escape.
That really broke me up.
Would you please open channel...
Oh, you really do some dumb things.
Yes, just open channel C for me.
It's open, Jerry. Turkey.
Commissioner.
Here, Winged Warrior.
This is the wonderful White Winged Weekend Warrior reporter.
Really dumb.
Would you please get off the line?
Okay.
I have a suspect, Commissioner.
What does your suspect look like, Winged Warrior?
Well, the suspect looks very much like a...
Yes?
Like a teddy bear.
A teddy bear?
He really does, Commissioner. He really looks like a teddy bear. I'm not kidding.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding.
You're kidding.
He's been roaming the streets for several hours now, Commissioner.
What do you think this means, Feathered Fighter?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Well, it can mean only one of four only things.
One.
One, there's a teddy bear out for a long walk.
Two.
Two, there isn't a teddy bear out for a long walk.
Four.
Three.
Yes, three.
Three, I don't know a teddy bear when I see one.
I'll buy that.
And four.
And four, it's therefore a bunny rabbit.
A bunny rabbit!
What is your plan, Winged Warrior?
Yeah, what's your plan?
Well, I thought I'd continue my tale.
Say it.
On the bunny's tail. This is the Winged Warrior signing off. Over and out.
Over and out, Winged Warrior.
Over and out.
Well, just what kind of a caper is developing here? Who is that rabbit and or teddy bear? And where is the rabbit and or teddy bear going? To a picnic? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
You know, we got a request to play for my dad. I like playing my dad's requests, even if I don't always like playing my dad's requests. He asked for Lady Marmalade by LaBelle. Is he the only person not tired of that? I suspect so. How about the original version by the band that recorded it first? The 11th Hour. Thank you.
sifting sand. Even little children love Marianne. Down by the seaside, sifting sand.
Marianne, oh, won't you marry me? We can have a bamboo hut and brandy in the tea. Leave your fat old mama home, she never will say yes. If mama don't know now, she can't guess.
My, yes.
All day, all night, Marianne. Down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Marianne. Down by the seaside, sifting sand.
When she walks along the shore, people pause to greet. White birds fly around her, little fish come to her feet. In her heart is love, but I'm the only mortal man who's allowed to kiss my Marianne.
Don't rush me!
All day, all night, Marianne. Down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Marianne. Down by the seaside, sifting sand.
When we marry, we will have a time you never saw. I will be so happy, I will kiss me mother-in-law. Fui! Children by the dozen in and out the bamboo hut. One for every palm tree and coconut.
Hurry up now!
All day, all night, Marianne. Down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Marianne. Down by the seaside, sifting sand.
Terry Gilkison and the Easy Riders from, I'd say about 1960, no, it's actually, is it 57? So could it be that old? Back from the Calypso craze of the late 1950s. And Marianne, let's stick it in the tropics a little longer. This is Bob and Marcia and their version of the Pied. The Pied Piper! Listen to the words.
Baby!
Can I interest you in Hanukkah? Maybe something in a festival of light. It's a sensible alternative to Christmas. And it lasts for seven. For you, eight.
Hanukkah, huh? I've never really thought about it.
Well, you could do worse.
Is it merry?
It's kind of merry.
Is it cheery?
Got some cheer.
Is it jolly?
Look, I wouldn't know from jolly, but it's not my least unfavorite time of year.
When's it start?
On the 25th.
Of December?
Kislev.
Which is when exactly?
I will check.
Presents?
Yes, indeed, 8 days of presents, which means one nice one, then a week of dread.
Does Hanukkah commemorate events profound and holy? A king who came to save the world?
No, oil that burned quite slowly.
Well, it sounds fantastic.
There's more. We have latkes.
What are they?
Potato pancakes. We have dreidels.
What are they?
Wooden tops. We have candles.
What are they?
They are candles! And when we light them, oh, the fun, it never stops. What do you say, Stephen? You want to give Hanukkah a try?
I'm trying to see me as a Jew. I'm trying even harder. But I believe in Jesus Christ. So it's a real non-starter.
I can't interest you in Hanukkah. Just a little bit.
No thanks, I'll pass. I'll keep Jesus, you keep your potato pancakes. But I hope that you enjoy them on behalf of all the goyim.
Be sure to tell the pontiff, my people say good yontif.
That's exactly what I'll do. Happy holidays, you too.
I would like to wish a happy Hanukkah to all my Hanky Dinky Time radio listeners. Oh, and a Merry Christmas, too. I guess that's coming up in a week or so. You're going to start shopping soon? That's what I thought. Well, thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you'll come back, especially that guy in Liverpool, because that was kind of cool. And he asked for some really good songs. Until then, there will be a rebroadcast immediately following this program in case you're just getting home from the Creighton basketball game where Creighton won and that dude shot a lot of points or something. I don't know. I don't pay much attention to that sort of thing. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. Fate combined to make you mine.